I think now we'll just jump right in with the candidate remarks, and it's going to be pretty simple. I know we billed this as 120 seconds at 12 noon, but because of the rain, we're going to allow them a couple extra minutes so that they can really get their message out, so folks here can really get a good flavor for what they stand for and the direction that they want to lead Iowa with some common sense leadership. The way we're going to do this, and feel free, folks, to come on in. There's plenty of room up here. The way we're going to do it so that it's all fair to everyone is we're going to draw the name out of the hat, and then you're up. You get, at 3 minutes, you'll see a blue card go up with that Vanna White in the corner. And then obviously, the red card means stop. So about 3.5, maybe 4 minutes, and we'll be taken care of. Before we get into the candidates, one more group of special guests that you need to know are here. State Party Chair Matt Strawn. And your entire 4th Congressional District State Central Committee representatives. Bill Schickle from Mason City drove down. Matt Randall from Ames drove down. And the next mayor of Waukee, Iowa, Isaiah McGee. So with that, to make this fair, we're going to have the youngsters in our crowd draw those names so there's no preferential treatment. So who wants to draw the first name out of the hat? Come on up, young lady. Who are you?
Christina.
And your last name?
Wonder.
And where are you from?
Christina.
Great, thanks for being here. Just one of those pieces of paper. And our first candidate to speak will be Christian Fong.
All right, I was hoping that my 7-year-old Luther would get to pull my name out of the hat. So next time, Luther. I do want to say thank you to Matt Strawn. Matt has done a phenomenal job building the party up this year in Iowa. We get to travel all across the state, and I have never seen the sort of energy or crowds in Republican Party events that Matt Strawn has been able to put together with the help of county organizations like this. I also want to say hi to Isaiah McGee. Isaiah is one of the ones that helped pull me into politics. Isaiah has a reputation in eastern Iowa as well of turning Democrats into Republicans. I was a Republican that got turned into a committed, active Republican by Isaiah McGee. We were one of two Republicans. We were two of the Republicans on a 15-person commission called the Generation Iowa Commission. And let me say just a little bit about it because it's worth you understanding where I come from. The Generation Iowa Commission was looking at how do we get young people to stay in Iowa? How am I going to talk above this rain? This is going to get really loud. There were two proposals on the table. One was, hey, let's subsidize their education. Let's give them handouts. Isaiah McGee and I said, you know what? Let's cut income taxes. The two of us turned this Generation Iowa Commission, all 13 other non-Republicans, to agree with us. The best way to build our state, the best way to build our counties and our communities is to cut state income taxes. It's something that both Isaiah and I are committed to as governor. It's something I'll be committed to as well. You know, thanks for having me here. My campaign is really about restoring the Iowa dream. There are a lot of kids here. I remember when I was a kid, this age, with my parents teaching me the sort of values of hard work, integrity, and honesty that every parent wants their kids to learn. Right? It's the bedrock of what our state is. It's the bedrock of what turns kids, whether from a multi-generational Iowa family or, for me, the son of an immigrant that was here legally, I should add. Immigrants teach their kids what it means to be Iowans. And by having strong values, we have strong families. And by having strong families, we have a strong Iowa. What comes first in Iowa? It's those sort of values that make us strong. Personal responsibility. Personal freedom. Luther, you're going to have to wait. Those are the sorts of things that make Iowa strong. But unfortunately, we have a state government that is drifting further and further away from what those core Iowa values are. We need a state government that reflects the core values of Iowa's hardworking families. It's what I'm offering as a gubernatorial candidate and what I want to bring back to state government. Now, how does that turn into practical policy items? Well, I'm a business person. I've been in business in the private sector for 13 years. I'm an executive at Aegon, the big life insurance company in Cedar Rapids. I've also been the CEO of Corridor Recovery, the firm and the nonprofit group that has been leading flood recovery for Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I know as a business owner and as a businessman that core Iowa values say we have to have fiscal responsibility in the state house. As governor, I would balance the budget every year. Every year we would live within the 99% spending limit law without raiding reserves, without playing clamshell games. As governor, I would restore a state government that reflects Iowa's core values when it comes to traditional marriage. I believe that Iowans deserve the opportunity to vote on a constitutional amendment defining marriage as between one man and one woman. It's a constitutional amendment I would personally support. Fundamentally, what we need to see is the restoration of the values and a state government that reflects the values that make Iowa great. I'm asking that you would join my campaign to restore Iowa's greatness, to restore access to the Iowa dream where a kid like me that grew up poor can make a life for himself and run for governor someday. You can get your face painted and pick up campaign material right here to the right. Thanks for having me out, Dallas County.
Who wants to pick next?
All right.
You're lining up. What's your name?
Ben.
Ben what?
Taylor.
And where are you from?
Des Moines.
West Des Moines.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, our next speaker, just up the road in Boone, your state senator, Jerry Bain.
Well, thank you, and I want to thank an invitation from the Taylors to get me out here today. This is wonderful, and it's fun to see everybody here. It's kind of a nice, drawn-in crowd, you know? Everybody's close. It's kind of like a family event. Not everybody's all scattered out. And the five of us were just in Marshalltown last night, and it was really fun, too. They had a meeting over there, and all five of us got to talk. It was the first time I got to hear some of the other candidates talk, so it was kind of interesting. I enjoyed it. I want to give you just a brief history about myself. I am Jerry Bain. I am your current state senator. I've been your senator for 9 years now. It's hard to believe, but the people of Dallas County were kind enough to reelect me in 2004 and 2008. And the people of Boone, Green, and Dallas County put me in there in 1996. So I've been in the state legislature now for 13 years. I was a county supervisor for 2 years. And most of what I refer to as common sense, I learned on the farm growing up. I started in business with my wife. Oh, by the way, my wife Denise is here. We will be married 35 years this month. We have four children and we have four grandchildren. Well, there's three and one on the way, so there's four grandchildren. So I'm pretty excited about all that. It's been a lot of fun, and she's been a huge help to me in everything we've ever done, so I'm glad she could be here today. I want to share with you just quickly my vision for Iowa. My vision is an Iowa where our daughters and sons, our grandsons and our granddaughters, can find a job or start a business that will provide a lifestyle great enough that they can stay in Iowa if they want to. I've been doing an informal, unscientific poll, and I've been asking youngsters, when you graduate from high school or you graduate from college, are you going to stay in school? Or excuse me, stay in Iowa. You know what they say? What do you think they say? They just say, it depends on if I can get a job. It's that simple to them. So how do we make sure that there are jobs available? What do we have to do? One of the things we have to do, I talk about four things. Usually it's the budget, education, economic development, and then social issues. But I want to talk about the budget for just a second. Right now we're close to $1 billion shortfall in Iowa. We are being corralled into a tax increase if we don't do something. A tax increase is not conducive to business development. Just as Christian said earlier, income taxes in Iowa need to be cut if we're competitive. We can't do that with unrestrained spending. And our current governor has got three things he likes to do. He likes to tax and spend, he likes to borrow and spend, and he likes to bail out and spend. Do you notice a common theme there? It's spend, spend, spend. In fact, I like to say the legislature and the governor have been spending like drunken sailors. The difference is drunken sailors spend their own money. So we have to rein in spending. Now, how are we doing? Am I getting right at the, I'm getting the, I'm winding down. Okay, the other thing is I want to just add on the social issues for just a second. I voted in 1998 for the Defense of Marriage Act. Okay, that's the law that the Supreme Court just overturned. In 2004, I voted for a resolution that would have put a vote to the people to decide what traditional marriage would be in Iowa. Unfortunately, that resolution failed by two votes in the Iowa Senate. It passed in the House, but failed by two votes in the Iowa Senate. Our goal should be to get that back in front of the people. In lieu of that, or in spite of that, I also want to share with you my comments on the Supreme Court. We need absolutely to, in 2010, three of those justices will be up for retention. The goal should be to tell them that if they want to legislate from the bench, we're going to have an alternative to it. We can let them retire from the bench and they can go work in the legislature. They're free to run for office. So vote no on retention of those three judges coming up in 2010, and you will have a say. And with that, I just opened our website. It's jerrybain.com, and I think the biggest thing we need right now in government is common sense. And thank you, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jerry. And Jerry's partner in crime over on the House side is also here, Representative Ralph Watts and his beautiful wife, holding a grandchild. Holding their grandchild. It is a family picnic, after all. And talking about kids, who's next? What's your name?
Catherine.
Catherine what?
Catherine Melendez.
And where are you from?
Iowa.
Good. That's the best. That's the best answer yet. Now we get to hear from Rod Roberts.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me today. You know, one of the fun aspects of being involved in a statewide campaign is that you get to meet people in different kinds of settings and venues. But it's all about being able to visit communities and connect with Iowans, and particularly today, as in so many different places, folks who are concerned about the future of their state. And we certainly appreciate your attendance today. I'm also fortunate to have my wife, Trish, with me. She's in the back there. And we live in Carroll. I'm a five-term Republican state representative. Currently serve on the House Republican leadership team. I've been very fortunate that my colleagues in the House Republican caucus have elected and re-elected me to a leadership position, and currently serve as the senior member of the House Republican leadership team. Also want to commend all of you folks for sending two great legislators to represent you at the Capitol. State Representative Ralph Watts, he's a colleague, he's an outstanding state representative and works hard for all of you. And he's the go-to guy on issues related to utilities, and particularly all the misinformation, disinformation on global warming, etc. He's the guy that's got the facts. And Jerry Bain and I have been friends a long time. When I was first elected to the House, he was my state senator over in Carroll. So we became good friends back then, appreciate his service in the Iowa Senate. Our campaign was officially launched on July 21st at the Capitol. I announced the creation of an exploratory committee. The first 4 weeks have gone extremely well as I've traveled the state of Iowa. And we have friends and supporters across Iowa, from Keokuk up to Fort Madison, Burlington, Davenport, Dubuque, folks who are very, very helpful right now in getting the word out about Rod Roberts and his campaign. And as we travel the state, one of the things that I emphasize, and I'll leave one thought today in the brief time that I have, and that this campaign and the race for governor next year is really about who's in charge of government here in Iowa. This is really about respect for the people of Iowa. The first three words of the Constitution of the United States simply state, we the people. The people are in charge of their government here in Iowa. It's not the governor, it's not the legislature, it's not the Iowa Supreme Court. It's the people of Iowa who are in charge. And as governor, I will always respect that truth, and I will instill within others who I might appoint to departments and agencies to share that core value and belief that we're here to serve the people of Iowa. And all the decisions we make will reflect that value and belief that this is to serve the people and their interests. That's why we're here. That's why we work for them. And whether it's a budget that is way out of alignment, and it is, the budget gap projection is $1 billion next year. The fact that it's that far out of alignment is a sign of disrespect to the people of Iowa. To be respectful of the hardworking taxpayers of this state means that we should be responsible in Des Moines with the taxpayers' dollars. And as governor, I'll be responsible with the taxpayers' dollars. Secondly, when it comes to the issue of marriage in this state, the people should decide that issue for government, not the government deciding it for the people. And the people of Iowa will have the opportunity to answer the question, shall we amend the state's constitution and put our definition of marriage in the supreme law document of this state? And Iowans will get a chance to vote on that. It's about respect, and it's about acknowledging those who are really in charge. So, as I work hard, as I travel the state, I keep thinking it's because of all these young people here. It's about their future and the Iowa they're going to inherit. Working together, we can and we will build a better Iowa. And I appreciate all of you and the hard work you're doing right here in Dallas County. Website, robertsforgov.com. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. A couple more people we want to give shout-outs to. As you know, this is a Dallas County Republican fundraiser. Would our treasurer at least wave her hand back there? Renee Arnold. Thought I saw somebody else that we were going to give a shout out to. Let's go ahead and have the next one come on up. Come on up. What's your name?
Will.
Okay. And where are you from? Here, step up closer. West Des Moines, okay. Go ahead and pull a name out. Go ahead, pull the name out.
Pull a name out, Will.
There you go. Let's see what it says. We have one of the two who have made the long drive from Sioux City. It is Bob Vanderplots.
Thank you, and greetings again to Dallas County. I've been here several times. You always have a great turnout. But I will say this is a first with the weather that we have. At least nobody wants to leave during the speeches. They're all staying right here. But let me be extremely brief. There's 3 points I want you to remember about this speech. One is leadership, 2 is freedom, and 3 is winning. As a business leader, I know we need leadership to open up Iowa for business so our young people have a chance to stay and to develop and grow their families in Iowa. 2 is, as an educator, it pains me that the slippage that we've had in education is we throw more and more money at the bureaucracy and less money to the classroom. I believe as a leader in education that we need to set the international standard in education, not respond to it. As a leader in healthcare and in human services, this healthcare debate's a debacle. They're trying to sell you something good when they're hoping that you buy it because then they can have total control. It'll be a complete loss of your freedom. It's time we have a governor who will stand up for the 10th Amendment and Iowa's sovereignty from the federal government and say, we will run our own health care in the state of Iowa. We will not let the government run our health care for us. But as human services, we want to have a hand up, not a handout. But we need leadership in those areas. But it's also about freedom. You need to understand, I'm not running for private citizen. I'm not running for the legislature, I'm running for governor. So you need to ask yourself, what does a governor candidate have to do with the Supreme Court that's driving a car without a license? That's redefining the institution of marriage, which isn't theirs to do. They legislated from the bench. They executed from the bench. They attempted to amend the Constitution from the bench. It's time we have a governor, and I've told everybody on day one, it's coming. I will issue an executive order that places a stay on same-sex marriages until the people of Iowa have a right to vote on that definition of marriage. We need leadership because today it's about marriage and freedom. But if you continue to allow a Supreme Court to drive a car that isn't theirs, it'll be about private property. It'll be about freedom of enterprise. It'll be about how you educate your children. It'll be about freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. Every one of your freedoms is up for grabs. And that's why Mike Huckabee backs me on this. That's why Chuck Norris backs me on this deal. I get a kick out of that one. But he backs me on this deal. We need leadership out of the governor's office. But three is, it's about winning. If I've learned one thing from my 2002 campaign, from being the lieutenant governor nominee with Jim Nussel in 06, from being the state chair for Governor Huckabee in 2008 in the presidential caucus, it's this. If you don't win, you don't govern. I don't think Chet Colvers called Jim Nussel once and said, hey, Jim, what would you do about this issue? It's a winner-take-all deal. We need to win. And Chet Colver knows that I'm his most dangerous opponent. That's why we lead the polls 3-1. And the reason is he knows that when I get the nomination, we will have an inspired base. They'll know that my conservative credentials are unquestioned. And when you have an inspired base, they'll do phone calls. They'll do door knocking. They'll put up yard signs. They'll crawl over broken glasses, Ronald Reagan says. But two is, you need to understand this. I'm going after Chet Colver's base. As an educator, I got more experience, more degrees, and more expertise. I'm going after the educators. I'm going after the healthcare professionals, the human service professionals. Again, I have more experience and more expertise in those fields and a greater vision. So let's lead. Let's be about freedom. But at the end of the day, let's win. And then we'll lead by being Republican once again. Thank you for allowing me to be in Dallas County.
Thank you, Bob.
May I yield the remaining 3 seconds to Chris?
There is one more person in the back there, and talking about strong leadership, he should stand up, and he is already, our Dallas County Sheriff, Chad Leonard. And now that the rain has just about subsided, he'll decide to come in under the shelter from Sioux City, Iowa, Christopher Rance.
Thanks. Boy, how do you start after that? This is the first time I've been able to use my golf umbrella all summer long. So Kate's got the golf umbrella trying to keep me dry. The neatest thing about today, to see so many families out. Kate and I got started on our campaign travels with a father-daughter weekend earlier this summer over in Muscatine County. And it was all young families, petting zoos and games and things like that. Of course, in Muscatine, the sun was shining, so it was a little easier. But it's great to see Iowa families and Republican families participating. It used to be you'd come to a Republican event, and it was all people with white hair. Not that there's anything wrong with people with white hair. I'm getting some myself. But the fact is, why are we all doing this? Because we care about our kids. It's what kind of state we leave to Christian's son, my daughters, you know, Rod's got kids, Jerry's got kids, Bob's got kids. We've all got kids, and we all care about what kind of state we leave for our kids. You know, as I've traveled around, Kate and I crossed a milestone this weekend, 19,000 miles since we started. We always ask people, what are you talking about around your kitchen table? What's the conversation like? And what I hear back a lot of times is a lot of anxiety. It's a lot of concern. You know, when you've got 100,000 Iowans out of work, record unemployment, that means we all know somebody, at least I know people in my community, who've lost jobs. And I remember I used to work at Metz Baking Company in Sioux City. We, like a lot of industries, went through good times and bad times. And those bad times, I was always worried about, are they coming down the corridor to my cubicle next? Luckily, that never happened. When you're the environmental compliance manager for a company that was going through cap and trade, we did go through as an industry cap and trade a decade ago. You were sort of indispensable at the company at the time, but I know what that's like. We need a governor that's going to be focused on job creation, and not phony job creation. We tried to make some news this week about revealing the truth about Chet Colver's record on job creation. Last night we were talking about Marshalltown, because Marshalltown missed an opportunity. This governor punted on an opportunity to bring a lot of new, high-quality, high-paying jobs to Marshalltown with a new power plant. Yet he's traveling the country saying his green fund, his power fund, his green power, has created 8,700 jobs in Iowa. Ladies and gentlemen, we did the research. For $50 million, we've got 100 jobs. That's $500,000 per job. Well, that's one heck of a return on your investment, isn't it? Fact is, in a place like Sioux City, where we compete against Nebraska, in South Dakota, or at a place like Davenport where you're competing against Illinois on a daily basis. Those sort of programs aren't what's going to get the job done for us. It's a better tax climate. It's a better regulatory climate. It used to be in places like Sioux City, we were always being killed by our income tax system. But now that our property tax system has actually gotten worse than South Dakota and Nebraska's, it's like pulling the plug on the drain. And we're losing jobs even faster now. Ladies and gentlemen, that has to change. That's why a month ago, we rolled out an idea on how we can change our property tax system in the state. Is that the blue card? Is that what that means? All right. Second thing, real quick, a lot of parents concerned about the education their kids get. I got a little bit in trouble last night when I was speaking in Marshalltown because I pointed out the fact that Iowa's test scores in math and reading for our fourth graders and eighth graders were now worse than New Jersey. There was a couple, however, that had moved to Iowa from New Jersey in the back of the room that wanted to talk to me about that fact last night. And I told them, why is it that that's happened? Why is it that we've slipped behind New Jersey? Because New Jersey's been raising standards. Iowa's lowered them. Sorry, that's not good enough for my children. And as governor, I don't think that's good enough for your children. And that's why, as she raises the red card, I want to be your governor. It's been a pleasure to be here. Hopefully the rain stops. If it doesn't, I have a really big umbrella. Kate and I will walk you to your car if it means getting your vote. So thanks for having us here today.